Good morning, Audio Boo. I actually can't believe this, but I slept last night like a normal person. Wow, that is something to report. We had a really nice evening. I did a boo of us cooking Chinese, obviously in the kitchen. Or I should have said, well, I did a boo of us in the kitchen cooking Chinese. We had stir-fry vegetables, rice noodles, prawns, which we put in a ginger and sweet chili and ginger sauce, and spare ribs for those who eat meat. And then we watched the Harry Potter film. I thought that, yes, the day before, they had it on ITV, and then they had it one hour later. The first one didn't have audio description, and the second one did, but I think it must have been a mistake on the part of the channel, because the next one, which was on last night, that had audio description on both. But anyway, we didn't think there'd be audio description on the first one, so we went to do our cooking then. We don't tend to have our dinner that early in the evenings, actually. We usually have it about between 7 and 8, but last night was a bit later than that. It was more like 8:30, because, well, there's lots of reasons, really, but one of the main reasons is my older son doesn't get home from work till about 6:30, and he doesn't like to come straight in and eat his dinner. I mean, okay, I could put it for him and he could reheat it, but I don't really like heating my dinner too early either. I've been listening to other people's boos, and I know in the north people tend to call it their tea. Now, tea here, I'm sure we've all had this debate before, but tea here means scones or scones and cakes and something you have at 4 o'clock. Well, I don't have that, but some people do, like afternoon tea. And we have dinner in the evening. And it's not posh, it's just local variations on what you call things. Anyway, that's our dinner. So we had that. It was really lovely. I'm not really a great noodles fan, but I'd forgotten how nice rice noodles are because I haven't had them for years. I do like pasta, but noodles I find, especially ones you get from the Chinese, although we've got a very nice Chinese takeaway, you can sit in there as well, and it's very clean. You can see where they do the cooking, and it's very nice. But I find their noodles, all Chinese noodles, a bit on the greasy side. They're just a bit heavy, and I don't really like them. I never eat them when, if we go for Chinese or have a takeaway. I always have rice. But these rice noodles were lovely because they're very thin and they're not greasy and they're not heavy. They're very light. So I really enjoyed it. I didn't have a huge plate full of food. I didn't have that much, really, because I didn't want to. I could have eaten more, but that's a good thing, I think. I didn't. Especially that time of night. So we enjoyed watching the film. And then we came up and I had to do dialysis and my husband went to sleep and I put a book on for the first time in a long time. Now, that doesn't normally help me sleep. It usually keeps me awake, if anything, but I can't remember anything. The next thing I remember is waking up in the morning, and that's really fantastic, and it's very unusual. So it's really lovely to be wide awake at this time and not craving sleep or being annoyed because someone's woke me up when I've only just gone to sleep. My husband's at work, he had to be in by 8, which is usual anyway, and my son, older son, Connor, he leaves about before 7 on a Friday because he has to be in by 7:30 for a stock delivery, because he has to take charge of that, and my younger son is at his auntie's. Because he stays there Thursday and usually Friday nights, because he goes to the charity shop where he volunteers on a Thursday. He goes from here, then he goes straight to his auntie's, because they all live locally anyway. And then he's nearer to the shop for going Friday. He's nearer to the shop at his auntie's than he is from here, so he goes straight there. And then I still make sure he's up in the morning. I'll try and ring him, and then he cuts the call, so I know he's awake. But I wait to get a text message, and I got a really explicit one this morning, up, you know, and then I put, because last week he fell back to sleep, I put, make sure you don't go back to sleep. Then I just came upstairs and I'd left my phone up here, and I looked and I got another one like an hour after the first time I texted him, and he texted me saying, haven't. Which made me laugh because he usually writes quite long texts. It's my, Connor that usually is a man of few words when it comes to texts. Anyway, I decided that I would get up and go and sort my animals out, which I've done, feed them, take the dogs out, etc. And then I made myself a piece of toast. And then I brought my tea upstairs and I'm just sitting listening to a few audio boos before I get up properly. It's actually quite nice to be able to do that. Not that I'm a woman of leisure or anything, or a lady of leisure, not through choice. But there we go. It's not very nice out again today. It's very overcast. It's quite cool. It's the kind of weather Obi likes. He likes the cool English weather after the Nigerian heat. And he can't believe how everyone goes mad over the sun. Because when you have to work in that kind of heat, it's no joke. But I said that we all go mad over it because we get so little of it in this climate. I suppose, really, when you think about it, we have got a pretty, I won't say good climate in that. I don't mean it's a good climate, that it doesn't rain or it's fair weather or anything like that, but it's very varied. Now, I think I prefer it that way, although I always complain I don't like the winters, the cold, the snow, the ice, the rain and the wind and the dark evenings and all that. I don't like that, but it makes the summer that much more exciting and nicer because it's a contrast. And I think that's why we like it so much. Certainly me, the light evenings, the light mornings, the sun when it comes out, and the warmer weather. When the sun's out, it really makes people in a better mood. Just to feel it, it does. And so I've been to places, well, I've obviously been to Nigeria, where the heat is pretty, well, awesome, I suppose is the word. It's not like desert heat, but it's quite humid. Nigeria is quite a humid part of Africa. It's not one of the drier places. They do get some very heavy rain. I've experienced a few Nigerian thunderstorms and they're quite spectacular. But even so, in between times, it's still very hot and humid, quite humid. And I've also been to California in the summer where it's very hot and it doesn't rain for months usually. And I began to miss the rain, and that's a really weird thing. I think it's I begin to miss the variety. The same weather all the time becomes monotonous and you want something different. And I suppose that's why when we're here and the weather's miserable every day and cloudy, we want the sun because we want something different. The days I don't like, I don't mind the rain as long as I don't have to go out in it too many times. I actually like the rain. I like walking in the rain. I like the sound of the rain. I like how it makes the garden and the area smell when it rains and afterwards. It brings out the fragrance of everything. But what I don't like are just cool, cloudy or windy, cloudy days when there's nothing going on. And that's the kind of weather I'm not very keen on. Probably like today's going to be. It's not so bad when it's cool and not windy, but just cloudy, but I don't like the wind much. It's my least favourite aspect of the weather. I know it's necessary, but I don't like it because it's damaging and it's also hard when you can't see. It makes it more difficult to get out and about safely. I mean, you can do it, obviously, but crossing roads is more difficult. Actually, in the rain, crossing roads can be also difficult because you've got the sound of the cars is kind of magnified in the when they go through the water, and it makes a big loud swishing sound. So it's harder to judge distances when you're out in the rain because you know you're not quite sure how far a car is from you. And it's harder to tell if you can hear a car coming in one direction or whether it's a car that's just passed and it's just going away in that direction. So I think probably people don't realise how much the weather can affect the weather, well, it's mostly the wind and the rain. Someone who can't see navigating, well, obviously the snow, that's the other thing, ice. I don't like the ice. I'm not complaining. I said I like this kind. I actually think that we've got a good balance. And the seasons in this country are quite fascinating. How they just relentlessly keep changing. Gradually you'll notice the changes. I don't like the ice because it's not because it's cold or anything like that. It's just because I'm scared of slipping over, I suppose. I know you can get different change and things for your shoes. I haven't done that. I did get a pair. I can't remember what they were called now. I just got them the year before last, and I know everyone's probably sick of hearing this, but they got chucked with the fire stuff. I'd never even worn them, but I'd only just bought them, obviously, in the December, ready for that winter, like January, February time, which is normally the worst of the weather. And then on the 2nd of January, in the early hours of, we had the fire. So I went to live with my parents till the end of April. So we did have quite a fair amount of snow that winter, but I just tended not to go out in it because I was living with my parents. Again, I didn't really have to go out if I didn't need to, because I didn't have to really do anything. I mean, sometimes I did have appointments to keep to do with the house or the hospital, but mostly I didn't have to go out like I would at home, if you know what I mean. My kids were with their dad, so I was able to just pick and choose when I went out, because my mum usually does internet shopping, so we took it in turns. When I was staying there, I'd do it one week and she'd do it another the next week, so that it helped. And I paid for her electricity every week as my contribution to stay in there. So we took it in terms of the shopping. And bearing in mind, she's got a load of cats, and her shopping for her cats comes to more than what the people eat usually. So every other week I did that. And then I'd pay for her electricity. She's got a key meter, which I haven't thankfully got, because I don't think they're accessible as far as I know, and I wouldn't want one anyway. So every week I'd put, I can't remember how much did I put on, about £30. Because again, she's got these cattery, it's not really a cattery, she does cat rescue work, and she's got three pens in her garden with houses, and they've always got heating on in there. And my cats were in one of them when I was staying there, so that was my contribution. I would pay for electricity every week and the shopping every other week. And it worked out okay, really. Anyway, I'm going way off topic because I don't know. I started off talking about the weather, and then I got to living at my mum's. It was a weird experience living back there when you're my age, to be honest. I cut the cord a long time ago, but I really did. I've been brought up very independently because I went away to boarding school. So you learn to stand on your own two feet pretty quickly, as other people would verify. And, I've always been pretty independent. And living back with my mum wasn't ideal, really, because I like my own space sometimes, and it was difficult because, you know, you're in someone else's house, and it used to be my home. I was even in the same room, you know, when my sister and I used to share a bedroom, and I was back there again, although my mum has it as a sitting room now with her computer in and her TV and stuff. But I felt like I didn't have much space or privacy, and it was quite awkward at times. And I was back to the sort of mentality of, if I was on the phone when she came in, when I came off the phone, oh, who was that? You know, I actually wanted to know everything. And I suppose that's just what mothers are like. And actually, since that experience, I've tried not to be like that with my kids, because I think I probably was guilty of the same thing. But mind you, they're only young. They're 16 and 20. But 21, sorry. But, you know, since then I've tried to not to be so, well, for want of a better phrase, nosy. I've tried to step back a bit because I realised how I didn't like it. And even at that age, I probably didn't like it. But that's mothers for you. Mothers will be mothers, no matter how old their children are or their offspring. Anyway, I'm going to drink my tea before it gets cold. And I don't really mind cold tea, but I love iced tea. But this isn't iced tea, it will just be cold tea. And I am afraid I do have milk in my tea. Just a tiny little bit. I just can't drink black tea. I don't know why. I like strong tea and I don't like sugar in anything. I don't like sugar in coffee. The coffee can be as strong as anything and I will still like it. I'm not a big coffee drinker. I'm not big on coffee. I love the smell of it and I like to have a nice coffee when I'm out somewhere. And then it's a treat. But tea, I drink a lot of herb teas and sometimes fruit teas and green fruit teas. But if I have ordinary run-of-the-mill PG tips, pyramids or whatever, I'm afraid I have to have a little bit of milk. I can't stand cheap tea bags like the supermarket's own brands. There is no way I will ever drink that. I'd rather go without tea than drink that. It's probably what they sweep up off the floor, but it's absolutely disgusting. Some of their own brands, I've had them at times because when I've moved into places, sometimes when you move in somewhere, if you rent it, when I've done that, sometimes they leave a welcome pack. They did in my last house. They left bleach, black sacks, and stuff. I mean, it was clean. It didn't even need cleaning. It was newly decorated and clean, but they left like cleaning stuff and a box of tea bags. And they were one of the supermarket's cheapest brands. And I think I didn't throw them away. And we did use them while we were in the house moving stuff in. But they moved with us. And then when we had the fire, here we go again, they were still in the cupboard. And that was like 18 months later. And they would never have got used. So I didn't like to look a gift horse in the mouth and throw them away, but they just sat there and then they got chucked. Anyway, talk soon. I can turn this off. Oh dear, I expect the battery things come up again. It really is a pain sometimes. Where's my headphones, my earphones? Where are my... Oops, here they are. I'll try not to make too many awful noises. I won't succeed, I'm sure. Let me see what's going on here. Oh, yeah. It was the good old... I had to dismiss the battery thing and I better charge it then.